Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back to Porrick Lodge.
Good morning again, Mary. The Republic of Ireland soccer team lost 2-0 away to Greece in last night's Nations League game in Athens. Two second-half goals saw the home side complete a comfortable win. Ireland now need a point in their home game against Finland to avoid relegation. In the same group, Jack Grealish, Declan Rice and Trent Alexander-Arnold scored for England in their 3-1 win over Finland. John Kenny spoke to the Ireland manager, Heimir Hallgrímsson.
Just to come in here and then play like we did in the last maybe 30 minutes, especially last 30 minutes, was really good. Played on the front foot, good pressure, moved the ball quickly. The way that we wanted to start the game, the way that we know we can play. But sometimes it needs something to just trigger that, and it seems to be now conceding goals, we start to play better. But, you know, that is one of... Of course, my task and our task as a coaching staff just to find that trigger. Maybe we'll ask FIFA to start play the second half first. Start on the second half, play the first.
Yeah. In terms of what you've been seeing now, this is only your third or fourth game in charge. From what can you see? Can you see that there's some kind of building blocks here for the future for this team?
Yeah, first of all, it's a young team. It's a young guys, and. Of course, they are future, and we've shown ourselves and hopefully the fans as well that when we do things correct, we're pretty good. We're pretty good, and even in this game where we knew that was going to be emotional time, it was going to be tough to withstand their pressure in the beginning, but we did. Not the most beautiful first half we've played, but we went in at halftime 0-0. Thought it was going to be. It was going to be better second half. It was just to ride the wave. I really think that this team has a big potential. Okay. Big potential.
Well, it was a hectic weekend of county finals and Gaelic games. Loughmore Castellini defeated Toomeyvara by 5 points to win the Tipperary Hurling Championship for the fifth time. They'll be hoping to add the football title next Sunday with virtually the same group of players when they faced Clonmel Commercials. Their captain yesterday was Liam McGrath.
It's unbelievable. To captain your club, Patton, I think is a special honour, and it's this group of lads then as well. Like, it's just a pleasure, an absolute honour to just be captain, to go up there and accept Dan Breen on behalf of them. It's just a special feeling, so it is.
What was the key to your success today, do you think?
It's probably we worked hard. We knew Toomeyvara were going to be tough. They're a good team. They're a coming team again, so they're young. Like, we knew what we weren't going to get at in Simple today, and we didn't, like, but probably just maybe we had a bit more experience than them coming down the home straight, I think, but they're a great team. Like, that's what we expected today, a good tough battle, but I think experience at the end of the day was key, so it was.
You have a big football match now next Sunday, so will that limit the celebrations?
Oh no, jeez, it's not often we win Dan Breen, so we'll definitely be celebrating tonight, so we will, and tomorrow then we'll probably be back thinking of Clonmel then, the football next weekend, but no, when you win these things, you need to celebrate, and so you do.
People all over the country are wondering how you balance the two codes and make it work.
Sure, look, we want to do it. All the players want to do it, and that's key. Like, once everyone wants to do it, and the management, they're willing to do it as well. That's the number one key. Like, if you want to do it, everyone has to be willing to do it. And we're lucky that's what we have in our club. Everyone is willing to play the hurling and football. We have a junior county final and a senior football county final next weekend. Like, so everyone is interested. Numbers of training is unreal as well. Like, it's just attitude really is what it comes back to. It's like in life, you want to do it, you go and do it. Like, it's no secret. There's no major secret to it. Like.
That's Liam McGrath there. Rathoath were crowned Meath hurling champions for the first time in 61 years. Tourine took the title in Mayo. The football winners were Port Arlington, St Eunan's, Kilcoo, Tullamore, Cargan and Rathvilly. There were draws in Westmeath and Longford, and reports on all those games are available online at rte.ie/sport. Patrick Harrington finished second at the Champions event in North Carolina. The Dubliner closed with a 1-under-71, which saw him end up one shot behind the American winner Gerry Kelly. And finally, in racing, top weight, the Banger Doyle landed the Co-op Superstore Handicap Chase at Cork for trainer John Queeley.